Cahill, Waddy Graham's Lane, Ulster Senior Club Champions, what does that feel like and what does it mean?
It's unbelievable. How does it feel like? I don't know, it's hard to sum up. When we won, it was hard enough, you knew if we could win Derry. After last year, and well, I didn't play against Cuckoo last year, and didn't, I was sort of carrying injuries and stuff, but we knew probably when we seen Cuckoo going on last year, if we could get out of Derry this year, we could really give it a good rattle, and it's very, very satisfying. Would be the main thing is we put in a lot of work, we worked hard, everybody left no stone unturned, and I know that's cliche, but really they want to see the preparation that everybody put in this year and everybody get themselves right, and satisfying, very, very satisfying.
What sort of a game is it to play in? Because it was absolutely edge of seat stuff to watch. What was it like to be stuck in the middle of it?
Very tense. Every ball, everything was being fought for, and you couldn't relax really at any state bar. Maybe that last goal went in with 20 seconds left. That was when you could take the, you could enjoy it, and you knew that we'd have tied up. But very tense, and I suppose every small thing, every small detail was amplified by just the pressure. Every wee pass, everything just was on a knife edge the whole time.
If somebody had told you getting on the bus this morning you'd go 5-0 up, it would have been hard to believe in a game so tight. But how important was that lead? Because you always seemed to be able to hold the game at that stage.
Massive. And I suppose we always want to try and start well. And I suppose we didn't, maybe against Carrigan and Errigal. We did against Fantanil. And when you start well, you can play the game a bit more in your terms. And I know Cuckoo came back and had to go, and if they had scored that penalty, that would have been left them get in ahead at half time, and you would have maybe felt a wee bit hard done by. But when we always were in the lead, you could keep the ball and we could go back to the keeper and we didn't have to go chasing the game. And I suppose we thought we probably managed it well, sucked them out a wee bit and then left the spaces for us to attack.
And finally, just before you get into your team photo, to have won it all at underage and school level, but to win the big one, what does this mean to Glen as a club and this group that you're involved in?
That's massive, because you know yourself locally, and just we had never won a senior championship before, and I heard Andy Gormley actually talking recently, he said it was a noose around her neck nearly, we won ever at underage, and if we hadn't won on one senior, what we'd done, and I suppose the club left nothing a chance to get Malachy and Ryan, and we have a serious setup. And testing these players through, we've all the boys that are still playing, that were playing minors, and everybody always wanted, and they always have that drive to try and go, and we always wanted to push on and win a senior championship and go now and win an Ulster, and we're now in an Ireland semi-final, and that's what I can't wait for. It's brilliant times.
A few big moments. Conor Glass made a block, Googe made the save, very, very tight spell at that stage.
Massive moments. Them's the things that given last year, massive moment again, a wee slip and just they were in and that was it. And we were out and they were wanting one now Ireland. Like, they're the wee things you need, them wee breaks, and thankfully we got them today.
Finally, some buzz around Maharaj for the next few days.
There will be. And well, the night, tomorrow, and probably Tuesday, it'll be mad.